Hey, thanks, Dave.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus.
Tombstone Minute. Jesus Minute.
China White. Yes, she does be right. She is my China White. And I do.
Check out Tombstone Jesus' music on his YouTube channel for more of the Mountain Metal. Up next, on the trash, it's Chris on the mat.
It's Chris on the mat.
I'm lost of words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris.
On the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
One of our favorite parts of Turnbuckle Trash is always talking to James Christopher Evans. We call it Chris on the Mat. Chris, back in North Carolina, how things going?
It's a beautiful day here in Winston-Salem. The casinos, people are piling in and been walking out, shaking their heads, asking themselves, why did I do it again?
Just for that possibility of not having to say, why did I do it again?
Yes. Yes, we've been having that all day today. But other than that, it's real good. And now professional wrestling is being talked about like crazy again.
So. Again.
Again and again.
Making a lot of news everywhere.
Yes, I mean, it is just absolutely amazing with the way the WWE is going with all the controversy on with Bray Wyatt, now Lars Sullivan, and now SmackDown. It's kind of interesting, but we'll go there.
Yeah. Well, with Bray Wyatt, you know, they've got him doing this Firefly Funhouse, which a lot of people are just not seeing what it's all about. It's a parody of, like, the old Pee Wee Herman show, which people have been doing for years, kind of a freaky children's show. And Bray Wyatt, you know, when they were talking about that witch and said, that's the word of the day, psychopath. Can you say psychopath? You know,
I like that.
I loved it, man. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. Matter of fact, I got to admit, I ordered a Firefly Funhouse t-shirt that should be here next week, and I will wear it proudly.
Nice.
I like that. Yeah.
Oh, but it's amazing the way SmackDown is being talked about with Fox. If they don't have over 3 million views, they're going to cancel SmackDown off of Fox Sports or whatever it is they have.
Yeah.
Okay, if SmackDown ratings are that bad, Fox, why did you pick them up? If you knew it was that bad, now you're giving them an ultimatum. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense at all.
No, it doesn't. I mean, why have an ultimatum for WWE? But I will go back to a very smart individual that will remain nameless that put out perfectly what I put out as well. I copied off of you.
Uh-huh.
I blame you, Vince McMahon.
I do, too.
Yes, I blame you, Vince. And, I mean, that was I use it now for everything. When someone puts it on Facebook, why is this happening? It's simple. It's the head of creative. It's Vince.
He has the final say.
Answer me this. In WCW, when they had all these problems, who did they blame? They blamed corporate, correct?
Uh-huh.
So why can't Vince say, yep, it's me? But he doesn't. He blames the talent. No, it's you. So guess what? If you lose Fox Sports, does that mean you're going to go back to the USA Network?
Uh-uh. He won't be able to.
Yeah. So what happens to SmackDown now? If it happens.
Yeah.
If it happens.
Now, the latest ratings for SmackDown Live, I have them as back in April, around the end of April, and they're just around 2 million viewers. Now, you got to remember it's on a Tuesday night, and Fox is wanting 3 mil, you think? That's what you're saying, 3 million?
3 million. That's from what I understand and from what I've read, they want 3 million viewers. If not, they will cancel SmackDown. They'll take it off. So they're asking for a basically a miracle on ice, because that's what it is, thin ice. The way I see it, you need something controversial on SmackDown. You need something that'll make the viewers want to tune in. I mean, come on. You know, screw Kofi Kingston for the world title on SmackDown. Do something. Make Daniel Bryan eat a steak right in the middle of the ring.
That would be good. Yeah, give him some good old Polish sausage. Just get kind of crusty on the grill.
Cena when he was trying to get the Undertaker at WrestleMania, do something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say or do. I mean, SmackDown. I barely watch Raw. I barely watch SmackDown. But the ratings cannot. How did they get this bad? I mean. Usually when you watch SmackDown and Raw, you couldn't wait for the next show. You gotta see it. Now it's whatever. It's the same old thing.
Well, here, you know, and I think I've said this before, and I've done it on several social media pages on Facebook especially. Here's the way a fan sees it. Me, Dave Denton, a fan, and I think you, Christopher Evans, as a fan, and Zane Peterson as a fan.
Yep.
Pretty much can say the same thing, and I'm not trying to put words into your guys' mouth, but you've got Monday Night Raw, 3 hours, and they can't decide how to use their talent properly. Then Vince blames the talent, but you look back at what Creative does. Creative has such a control, they're control freaks, that they don't let the talent become who they are or what that particular role should be. They maybe give them 1 week and then pull them back. 1 week and pull them back. You go back to the Ascension. Let's just take it all the way back to the Ascension. Coming in from NXT, they were hyped so much. They were that, and that was the role they were doing. And then they let some of the old-timers squash them.
Yep.
And they lost all of their credibility. The fans weren't with them. So that's just the Ascension. What was the plan? Did they bring the Ascension up to be a comedy act? Did they bring them up to really become the tag team champions? I don't think there was any kind of plan. Then I'm going to fast forward you just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Follow me on this. Ethan Carter III, EC3, one of my favorites.
Lord. Yeah.
They make a big deal about bringing him up. And excuse me for saying this. Where the hell is he?
Yep.
A great talent. The people get into him. He's got mic skills. But where is he? They've made him basically a joke because they didn't have a plan. Vincent Kennedy McMahon changed things on him.
Yep.
Vince Kennedy McMahon Jr., the buck stops at your door, my friend.
Well, it's amazing how they buried, I mean, even Sanity.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Sanity at? They're gone. Wouldn't Sanity be good with the Firefly Funhouse? I mean, I went back on YouTube and watched Sanity. It was perfect. It was the best thing to do. And then we don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
Hardly ever see them anymore.
Eric Young is now on Raw, and one of the tag team members is now in NXT UK.
Yep.
And they are no longer in existence. Luke Harper, what a great talent. I mean, I've seen this guy live. He's great. He would fit in so fun with a group like Sanity or with the going back again to Bray Wyatt with the Firehouse Funhouse. And Bray is asking for him to become part of the show, but
then they're going to let him sit out for the rest of his contract and still pay him, from what I understand, because he don't have nothing to do with it. He's done. He's tired of it. And like Luke Harper said, you bring me in, you bury me. You made me an Intercontinental Champion, you bury me. You bring me back to NXT, you bury me. why am I here? I can do more shows on independent wrestling right now than I can with you.
I know. And it just doesn't make any sense what's going on. I'm not part of the creative staff. I'm not part of the management. But I'm looking at this as a fan, and I don't completely understand why, especially Vince, would come out and blame the talent when I look at that talent and I see a loaded roster with potential stars that they are not using properly. They just don't. I mean, look at somebody like Roman Reigns. Now, Roman, you know, he has his health issues and he had to give up the belt. That's part of the issue. But now he's coming back, and who is he going to feud with first? Shane.
Give me
a break. He should be going for that title right away with Kofi Kingston. Whether he's a heel or whether he's a face, he should be going for that title right away.
Yep, and now they stuck him in this.
I was going to ask you, have you heard one of the rumors that's going around about Brock Lesnar, hasn't retired yet?
They re-signed him for probably 2022. Okay, that's great, Brock. You're going to get money for doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah, good old Brock.
Uh-huh.
And who's he going to feud with? The rumor is, and I love the guy, Bill Goldberg.
Again.
You know, Goldberg is coming back for one of those foreign events because the Saudi Arabian that's backing this loves the old style. He loves the old wrestlers. And the rumor is, and once again, on the internet, you got to take it for what it's worth, but bonjour, we believe everything on the internet.
Of course.
That Goldberg is going to win the title against Kofi Kingston, and then it's going to be Lesnar and Goldberg going at it SummerSlam. Give me a break. I have no desire to see that. None. And I love Bill Goldberg. I love Bill Goldberg.
I have no reason to watch that. Now, if they do this, if they take the title off of Kofi and put it on Goldberg, well, there went the rating. There's $20 million down the tubes right there. You're going to lose ratings right off the bat. They don't want to. A lot of people love to see you, Bill Goldberg. That's great.
Uh-huh.
But why give him the title?
At that age?
At that age, why give him the title when there's young people like KO and Lars can't. I don't know about Lars.
We don't know what's going on with Lars.
Yeah, but I mean, there's all these other talent that they've got, and you want to put the title on a semi Hall of Famer that is and a part timer to be at. Here we go again with that crud. You're gonna do it again, okay? You're telling the fans you don't care. Thanks, appreciate that. And you're taking it off of
it. What they're telling the fans is that we don't care who has the title, that we're still living in the past instead of looking towards the future. And I guarantee you, if they do something like that, the people at All Elite with Double or Nothing coming up at the end of the month are going to play off of it if they have anything in their brains as far as promoting. You know, they'll go, oh, yeah, you want the old guys? You're not going to get them here. You're going to get new, exciting wrestling, and maybe have the Young Bucks sitting in front of the TV watching some old, you know, maybe Goldberg and Brock Lesnar and start yawning and falling asleep in front of the screen. That's exactly what I would do. I mean, I would jump all over it.
And the world titles that they have, they don't mean anything anymore. I mean, back in the day, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion meant more to than the World Series sometimes. It meant more for someone to hold that title. And now with the WWE, it doesn't matter if you hold the Intercontinental, World title, Universal title. It doesn't matter. That title don't mean nothing anymore. $5.99, grab it on eBay. You can become a world champ. Fine.
Uh-huh. Zane has put it up to us in a couple of times in the past podcast. Zane says, why isn't the Intercontinental Champion automatically the number one contender anymore? Why?
It was back in the day.
That's the way it should be. If they're going to be living in the past, look at what worked in the past and what's not working now and go back, you know?
That's what it was. If you held the Intercontinental title, you were the number one contender for the world title. That means you can go up against the champion and possibly hold both titles. But that title don't mean anything anymore. The United States Championship. Who holds that now? I can't remember. Who's the United States champion?
You ask a good question. I can't remember.
Yeah, see, it doesn't matter. They have new tag team champions, which those will become hemp real quick on SmackDown. But who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. We don't know who the tag team champions are. We barely know who the U.S. champion is. We don't know who, the Intercontinental title. We don't know because it's not, here's my words again, it's not box office anymore. You don't, it's just not. I mean, I don't care. If I turn on to Raw, it's the greatest sleeping pill in the world. That's all I gotta watch.
It's a 3-hour sleeping pill sometimes. You know,
yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, right? I think when we talked to the guy, that wrestling guy out of Australia, we were talking about how long that Raw is and how many people are now just DVRing it or maybe catching the highlights on YouTube. And that's where some of the ratings are because I have to do that. Like I've told you before, I can't watch for 3 hours. It just takes too blasted long to do it. I just don't have time.
Yeah, the ratings are going down. And plus with the pay-per-view, I mean, look at WrestleMania. All those matches, and people had to sit there through that. I mean, good Lord, I could have made 6 sandwiches by the time that match was over with. I think I gained 30 pounds after I got it through. I mean, it was just, no, I can't do this no more. Something's got to change. Please, Vince, give it over to Triple H. Retire. Go away. You've got the money. It's not like you're going to hurt for money if you decide to go away and let your son-in-law take this over.
And oh, by the way, Chris, I did find it. Samoa Joe is a U.S. champion, and I love Samoa Joe, but it's just, yeah, I don't know. And he's going against Rey Mysterio, which is another one of my favorites, but it just doesn't hold that same pochette, no. That same je crois, you know. That's very.
Yeah, Samoa Joe's a great wrestler. It's kind of pathetic how they've been using him as well. I mean, they gave him the U.S. title, and that's great. He's been needing a title for a long time, and I would rather for him to have the world title or the universal title more than the U.S. because that holds up a little bit more. But that's fine. But this Rey Mysterio stuff. I mean, I'm looking to see when turns on his daddy if they use that storyline.
Well, he's been showing up a little bit here and there. He showed up when Rey beat Joe. Put Ray on his shoulders on top of the Titantron, but I don't know. I just think that maybe instead of calling it the U.S. title, maybe they should do a TV title again. Somebody that defends that title every week on television, and they would be the TV title, you know, the SmackDown TV champion, and then the Raw TV champion, and then that Raw and SmackDown TV champion could meet one time for the Intercontinental, you know, whatever they come up with, but make it special for that one show. So that kind of brings me up to 2 points. First point, is it too much having a 3-hour Raw show on Monday and then the next night expecting fans who have already put up with 3 hours to come in the very next night on Tuesday for another 2?
Nope. And
without knowing that sometimes you can oversaturate a product, that's part of the problem as far as I'm concerned. So,
well, it is the problem. I mean, 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, 5 hours of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, and then you get on Wednesday night, you have NXT, which I love NXT. I haven't watched much of 205 Live. I haven't watched of NXT UK. I haven't watched much of that. Frankly, it just gets to be a little much after all, because I watch Flash, I watch Arrow, I love the other shows too. It's not just me and wrestling. So that I see that as one of the problems. And now comes the situation now with another Vincent Kennedy McMahon. He says it's his idea. but it might have been brought up in a creative meeting. But they're using it as Vince coming up with the wild card, is what they're calling it, where three wrestlers are, excuse me, sports entertainers coming in from Raw can go to SmackDown, and also three SmackDown sports entertainers can go over to Raw every week. Does it make any sense?
No, because why did you have the superstar shakeup then? Why did you draft people to Raw? Why did you draft people to SmackDown when they're just going to come right back to the same place they were before?
Yeah, that's what happened with AJ Styles.
That makes no sense at all. So you're telling us that the superstar shakeup didn't mean, the lottery didn't mean anything. Basically, it didn't mean nothing. So they can just do whatever they want to do. They can go to any show that they want. Okay, then fine. That's great. Then just have one world champion then.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they're going to be doing. It makes more sense to me. But let me ask you this. If they kind of tweak this wild card thing a little bit, let's say they tweak it. Mm-hmm. Here is my idea for the tweak for the wild card. You take maybe six wrestlers each night, and maybe you either do a fatal three-way, or maybe you do tag teams, whatever you do, four, six wrestlers, and you say, here, you guys, you're battling for a chance to be part of the wild card for next week on Raw. And the winners, the three main winners, or whether it is on a lottery system, just tweak it some way. They could do a tag team, say, okay, if you win this tag team match, you have four wrestlers there, you got a tag team against tag team. Whoever wins is the wild card tag team going over to Raw. Then also on SmackDown, you've got a wrestler, single wrestler against each other. Winner gets to be the wild card and challenge anybody on Raw. Would that make it more palatable?
I believe it would. I mean, why have double champions on both? Why have a double champion, both tag team and world champion? Why do that? It should be just one champion and all of the WWE. One champion, one tag team, one world champion. That's it.
And then you could do the thing like the wild card going from show to show, and you could set up some more feuds. You could set up another pay-per-view down the road.
Yeah.
I just think there's so many other things they could do if they would put their minds to it and start saying, how are we going to tweak this to get some excitement? Whether it's having a booking committee in the back where people say, I'm going to SmackDown next week, it's going to be me. Then another wrestler comes up and says, no, it's going to be me. And say, okay, well, between the two of you, you go out there, you get out on the ring, whoever wins gets to go to SmackDown as part of the wild card. That makes more sense to me than anything else, because I'm afraid what's going to happen, and I think we've already seen it happen, is they're just going to take the three top stars, or maybe three of the five top stars, and go from week to week and just kind of go back to back. You're going to see Drew McIntyre maybe coming over to SmackDown. Then you're going to see Roman going back over to Raw for a week. That's not what I want. I don't want that. I want it to mean something to be part of the wild card.
I don't know. They'll figure it out when the ratings are so low that reruns of Days of Our Lives is beating them. So,
well, I'm going to be interested in seeing what happens in October now that you told me about this thing with Fox Sports 1. Kind of scares me a little bit for SmackDown Live. I know it will go on to Fox Sports 1, but how long will it last on Fox Sports 1? And then is SmackDown Live going to become just another part of the WWE network, which is fine with me, but it's not good for the product overall. So,
This is a Turnbuckle Trash
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus Minute.
Score's 20, their score's 4. One more point and we all bring more.
Well, Turnbuckle Trash with Christopher Evans and the Chris on the Mat section. This is where I give it to you, Chris. Anything else you have on your mind in that wonderful wrestling mind of yours for Turnbuckle?
I also want to bring up is about Lars Sullivan. This little incident with Lars about his comment that he's been made in the back, I guess they were racial comments. This is getting out of hand. It really is getting out of hand with these sensitive people that if you say one thing to anybody these days, they get offended, and this guy's got to come out and apologize. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that somebody makes a comment and then automatically you're a racist or you're a something. But no, that's just my view on it. Why get offended over the littlest thing in the whole world? Why get offended over it?
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, so as Zane and I, and you and I grew up in the Deep South, mm-hmm. and using certain language, which we do not use anymore, was commonplace. And I know, I'm just speaking for me, that I've used that language in the past. I'm not proud of it. I'm not going to apologize for it, because a lot of times I just didn't know. But since mm-hmm. I know it's hurtful to a large population of people that yes. I love and care about and respect, I just don't use that language anymore. But I have in the past, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I do wish people would lighten up a little bit now with the way the political landscape is. Everybody is just so sensitive. You know what? Make all the jokes. Call me any name you want to call me. I frankly just don't care. I know who I am. I know I'm a good guy. So feel free. Just jump all over me. I don't care.
Well, that's the way I am. I mean, I don't really care what you say about me or to me or anything. I mean, I've been called everything under the sun, and it doesn't matter. I got thick skin. I could take it. But these people that are so thin and so sensitive over littlest things, get over, get a life, and just grow up. That's the way life is. Grow up and get a life and leave everybody else alone. With professional wrestling right now, it is just catching on like wildfire with the indie circuit. I wish I had gone to that one for the NWA. From what I understand, that was on fire with Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson. And with the NWA title, was awesome. I wish I could have gone. I wish I could have went to Concord to see it, but I had to work.
So
it was good, though. It was good.
Well, we're gonna cut you loose here, because I know you got to get back work at this casino that you work at. And I know that neither one of us ever want to upset anybody or to to make sure that they know that we do respect them. We do respect their opinions.
Yes.
But you know what? If I respect your opinion, please respect mine.
Respect
and that's
mine.
Just the way it is.
Amen.
So we're getting ready for some more. We're going to have an exciting summer. I'm not kidding you, Chris. We have got some exciting things in the works right now for Turnbuckle Trash. And you've been working on things. Zane's been working on mm-hmm. things. And I've been working on things. So we're getting all excited about what the future is for Turnbuckle Trash. And you're a big part of it. I thank you very much.
Well, I've got one guy that I'm trying to get a hold of right now that was on the indie circuit. He was with the WWE, with NXT, and he was on the National Geographic Channel with Inside the Indies. His name was Danny Inferno.
Okay, I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, Danny Inferno. He doesn't do wrestling anymore that I know of. He's a physical therapist out of New Jersey. I've contacted him. He's supposed to get back with me, so he can talk to Turnbuckle Trash and tell everything about the indie circuit and how it was. So let's see what happens.
Once again, I'll throw that invitation. If you're listening to Turnbuckle Trash and you want to make a comment about anything you heard, or if you just want to be part of the podcast every once in a while, get in touch with us. We'll put you on, because we love to hear from you too.
Oh, yeah, we do. We love to hear from the fans, and we love to hear from the people to see what they have to say about professional wrestling. So bring it on, guys. Come on in and let's talk.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus.
Tombstone Minute. Jesus Minute.
We're jamming it up in the war in the canyon. We're jamming it up in the war in the cabin. We're
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
I know jack about rodeo.
I'm getting a little feedback. What's the feedback?
I've got my speaker turned up a little bit too loud.
Okay, you're fired.
I'm a huge nerd.
Said, that's the word of the day. Psychopath. Can you say psychopath? Yeah.
I like that.
But how often are we going to be able to talk about D frickin' CW? So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Make Daniel Bryan eat a steak right in the middle of the ring. That'll get you.
We're three wrestlers, or excuse me, sports entertainers. I could see that she going, yeah, right, you have a podcast, uh-huh, you know?
He's a little stinker pot. He's yelling at Big Vig.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I had too much water.
When you got some stuff messed up in your body, you might as well play some games, right?
That's true, and my whole body's messed up.
Wrestling does that to you.
Right. Something's got to change. Please, Vince, give it over to Triple H. I blame you, Vince.
I made a funny.